It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Friday, October 15th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Election Day is approaching. Tons of polls every day. But given how many people use cell phones instead of landlines, can we trust those polls anymore? A new report from the Pew Research Center says one in four Americans have ditched landlines in favor of cell phones. And people who only use cell phones vote differently. Scott Keeter is director of survey research for the Pew Research Center.
The cell phone-only population is much younger than the landline population, and it's more likely to include Latinos and African Americans, people who are renters rather than homeowners, and people who are more mobile. Those groups, generally speaking, are more democratic in their political leanings than are people who have landlines.
And the polls that I've seen for the upcoming election show a big advantage for the Republicans. Are you saying then that all those are off?
What we're saying is that at least in three of the four polls that we've done this year since March, where we take a close look at the election, that the size of the Republican advantage is greater if we had only called the landline samples. And that was true in our most recent poll, which found that if we had only called landlines, the Republicans would have a 12-point advantage in the so-called generic House race. But including the cell phones, the Republican advantage is 7 points. I mean, that's still a plenty big lead and would be enough to probably give them control of the House of Representatives. But there's a big difference between a 7-point win and a 12-point win.
National polls from big media organizations include cell-only respondents, but those voters get left out of polls for state races. And that, says Charles Franklin, co-founder of Pollster.com, is for a very simple reason.
It's almost entirely a matter of cost. Federal regulations require that you hand dial any call to a cell phone. A cell phone call costs around 10 times as much to make as a landline call. The big development since roughly 2002 or so is the growth of automated telephone interviewing. And it has a pretty good track record in previous elections of being on average pretty close to the actual results. And that's what makes you reluctant to dismiss them this year. But the growth of the cell phone population is making everybody in the polling industry a little more nervous about excluding that group of people in the surveys.
Well, I guess the big question then is, as the ways to reach the voters and the poll respondents are changing, are the polls becoming more accurate or less accurate?
There's very little evidence that the polls have gotten less accurate over time. But everyone wonders, at what point does the cell-only group get so big that you can't compensate it for it? In 2006, there were stories that polls were no longer good. In 2008, there were stories that polls were no longer good. Both of those years, the polls did just fine, thank you. And so I think while there's plenty of reason to be worried about it this year, until we get the election results, we're really not going to know whether this was the year that suddenly the polling became less accurate. So far, it hasn't happened.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Verizon Wireless is coming to the iPad. Not the iPhone, at least not yet. But as of October 28th, you'll be able to buy an iPad that uses Verizon's data network instead of AT&T's. And starting Monday, if you have a PlayStation 3, you can watch Netflix movies and TV without having a disc in your machine. Also, you'll be able to play some movies in Dolby Surround sound. If there had been one story about an autonomous car this week, it would have been fine. But two is a trend. Google unveiled a car that can drive California's Highway 101 without a driver, but with a passenger who can take over if anything goes wrong. And some guys in Berlin built a taxi without a driver. You summon it with a smartphone, it reads your GPS data and finds you, and then you tell it where to go. No humans at all, except you, in the back, holding on, hoping for the best. Why are we in such a hurry to hand over the keys to machines and go barreling through Berlin or along California cliffs? I guess I should applaud the ingenuity, but I'd rather not ride shotgun for a while yet. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.